Also, he has instructed me to speak without microphone.
Okay. Hare. Before explaining the content of yesterday's assembly spoken by a different speaker, first of all, I will extend my heartiest gratitude and latest feet of my Gurudev that because of him, such a wonderful assembly could be arranged yesterday. Because you could not understand Hindi, I can say after listening it that this matchless, unparalleled and unavailable on this earth, higher even universe, the way so high class things were being spoken. Maharaji, he gave small snippets of his talk. He did not give a long talk, but his patching, they were the patches between the speaker, and it was wonderful. First of all, His Holiness Atul Krishna Goswami, he spoke, his Hindi was very much ornamental, very very long sentences, he spoke in a very nice way. The gist was, which he spoke, that there are so many darshan, philosophies prevalent and available in India. About 350 philosophies, he said, are available here in India. But all of them don't lead to real bhakti. The most deeper and purest bhakti which has been propagated is propagated by the philosophy coming through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rupa Goswami. He spoke one word, vachal. He said, if we say that one is vachal, it is a sort of chastisation or rebuke or abuse. Vachal means talkative. Don't speak nonsense and shut your mouth. When someone speaks much, we stop him like this. But he said, Srila Rupa Goswami, if there is a Vaishnav like him, they are spiritual vachal, talkative people. When they talk, they do revolution in the heart of the people, they cleanse the heart of the people, and then they make them purified, cleanse their heart, and make them capable to surrender at the feet of Krishna, and especially to the and enable them to become servant of Radharani. He said that he wanted to talk much about the deeper mood of Rupa Manjari's services to Radharani, and that leads to real service in the spiritual abode, but it will take a long time. So his main gist of his speech was that Srila Rupa Goswami was the person who expounded the philosophy of Manjari Prem very, very strongly and deeply into the heart of people and the people who will come in this later time. After that, Achyut Bhatt, he spoke and he presented a very good thought before us. I am not right now able, and I think we have decided on in the evening we can do it much elaborately, word by word, especially what Maharaj spoke in the evening yesterday. But his thought was that associates of Krishna are frugal. You know frugal? Miser.
They taste, but they can't distribute. Associate of Krishna in Golok Vrindavan, they taste the mellow of love exchange between each other, but they do not distribute. But associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they do otherwise. They not only taste, but at the same time they distribute also. So he presented a point that the rupa in the form of associate of Radharani as Rupa Manjari, she did not distribute the mellow she had by serving Radharani. But the same rupa, instead of Rupa Manjari, when she became a Rupa Goswami associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributed it to all of us and enabled us to relish it, to taste it. So this was the Sannam Bonamati which he spoke. And after his speech, Maharaj really added, that is called, he put a diamond on the crown. Maharaj said, not only this, the views of Maharaj. Not only this, even the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were also frugal, who were like Swarup Damodar and Ramanand, Rai Ramanand, Lalita Sakhi and Vishakha Sakhi. They also did not expound and preach and gave the things to the people. They also selected Rupa Goswami to do the things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered Rupa Goswami and instructed all his associates to shower their mercy on Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, getting that mercy, getting himself surcharged by that mercy and empowered, then he expounded this philosophy to us. He distributed to us and he distributed to our coming generation for the whole of this period. So there Rupa Goswami is most benevolent. And the people who are coming in the line of Rupa Goswami. One important point was also discussed yesterday, that if anything which is given by Krishna himself, if Krishna loves someone, and that Radharani loves someone, then Krishna will love that person more to whom Radharani loves. And if Radharani's servant is loving someone, then that person will be more lovable to Krishna. Therefore, affection and association granted by the associates of Rupa Manjari and the disciplic succession of Rupa Manjari is more dearer and nearer to Radharani and hence to Krishna. Therefore, those who come in the line of this succession, disciplic succession, they are most fortunate. So we have to surrender to them. And then one other Vaishnava, is this Lakshmi Narayan. He also spoke, and his main emphasis was that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's internal mood was already in the Rupa Goswami's heart. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a shloka in the chariot, Rath Yatra, and there was so much sound of mardangas and elephants and all, and he was reciting some shloka within himself, then Rupa Goswami, having tuned his heart with the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, could hear it and he could understand it, and then he elaborated and explained the meaning of that shloka which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was reciting, and he wrote that shloka, he wrote the meaning of that shloka in shloka itself on a paper of leaf that is called Talpatra, and inserted in the hut of Haridas Thakur, and then Mahaprabhu came and saw that verse written by Rupa Goswami. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, how could you understand what I have in my heart? And at that time He was saying, you have understood the inner mood of my heart more than myself, and you have explained in this shloka so nicely. And there he instructed everyone to shower mercy on Chaitanya, on Rupa Goswami. Then another speaker spoke in Sanskrit. Frankly speaking, I could not understand anything. And now I request Maharaj to shower his mercy. God upon the head.
Can you explain what I told you, Radha Damodar Mukherjee, about the history? You were there?
I was there, yes.
What I told you in a brief. You were there? You see, always in advance, always with me, here and there. Let me do what you have.
But the main definition of praying is that when this bhava
which is like the ray of the sun, becomes stronger and becomes the actual sunlight that turns into prana, fully matured body prana. And the main symptom of prana is mamata. So there's a general meaning of mamata, which is that Krishna is mine, that I am Krishna's servant. Krishna is my Lord, Krishna is my master, and it's my duty to serve him. This is general meaning of mamata. But the real meaning of mamata is given by Rupa Goswami, is that one has a specific relationship with Krishna as a parent or as a friend or as a tantric lover, as a maidservant of the Kriya of Krishna. Then he said, and Rupa Goswami, without his mercy, we would have no understanding of the different levels of prema, like sneha, man, rag, anurag, mahabhav, and the different stages of mahabhav, like buddha, madan, madan, like that. We would have no idea of what real bhakti is. And Rupa Goswami also gave the way to enter into bhakti by giving bhakti rasasara. He also explained the verse by Kavi Karnapur, which is quoted, because a lot of devotees wanted to know where this verse is, quoted by Kavi Karnapur, who is the son of Shivananda Sen. And this verse is quoted in the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Rupa Goswami in chapter 19 of the Majjhalila, text 121, where Kavi Karnapur said the very nice verse, Kriya Swarupe, Jaya Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sahaja Rupe, Vijaya Rupe, Prabhureka Rupe, Prathana Rupe, Prabhulasa Rupe. And Rudev explained the verse very elaborately in different ways. He explained that there are three personalities who have the same form. That is Vishaka, Radharani, and Mukhamantri, who is the even more beautiful form of Rupa Goswami. And the reason that Vishaka has the same form and characteristics of Radharani is because she has the same birthday. But the reason that Mukhamantri has the same form as Radharani, so very close, is because she's the most near to Radharani. So Kriya Swarupe means Rupa Goswami is very dear to Swarup Damodar, and also it means that Rupa Manjari is very dear to the most Kriya of Krishna, Radharani. Dayata is Krishna's beloved Radharani, and that way she's the most dear. So because of her mood in, as the highest servant of Radharani, therefore she also has the beauty of Radharani. Also, Nijana Rupe. Because Prabhura Eka Rupe, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahaprabhu, and he has the same form as Lord Chaitanya's love. Lord Chaitanya is the manifestation of love of Krishna, because he has moved by Rani. So Rupa Goswami has the same, has the form of Lord Chaitanya's ecstatic love for Krishna in that mood. So he explained very elaborately this verse of Kavi Karnapur, and glorify the place as the most holy place in the universe. Because without Rupa Goswami, we would have no knowledge of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narahari, wrote one song that without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we would not know the glory of the Radharani, and the way to enter Braj Bhakti by learning about the cleverness of the gopis. But without the mercy of Rupa Goswami, we would have no understanding of Lord Chaitanya, and therefore no understanding of Braj Bhakti. That would be the basic principle of the lecture.
Thank you.
Krishna decision is not only for us. Other than speaking in Hindi, and even there is a place. Listen to the body.
In Raya Ramananda Sambhata, Ramananda
That is, Vishakha told everything we only question, question. Only question, question, question. He took the self, I am. In Sanatana Shikshya, what he told? What he told? Anything? About Radha Krishna Vilas?
It's never made it.
How gopis, Sarva Krishna and Radhika, they had come from? In the Rupa Shikshya, what he had told? They go to nothing. And he ordered Rupa Goswami to tell him. Even Rupa Goswami cannot tell anything. Only Rupa Goswami can tell. Everything is so good. It is so what?
What you are?
Intelligent and as far
and good mind. Right.
He's so intelligent and so expert that how he is studying Krishna Lila, Srimati Radhika, in Rup, in the Rup, Rupke, Rup, in the form of Rup. Rupa Goswami has explained everything. How? They say, Krishna Lila, in Krishna pastime, he is serving Srimati Radhika. And he is seeing that Srimati Radhika has appointed Srimati Rukmanjari that, oh my dear Sati, he is to be staying on the floor of their homes. And anyone should not come to me, especially the black person. He should not come to me. He may come in a dark shape. And Subhadip is so expert that he may change Krishna into a very good, morning group. So Srimati Radhika has told me, and I am standing on the door of that community. And then Krishna will come in shape of any girl. And then I will chastise Krishna. May a day come like this. So what he has seen, how he has served, she has served Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Obeying the orders of Srimati Radhika. And he is coming to Krishna, not to come. And how Krishna is so much pleased and he begins, giving his head on the foot of Srimati Radhika. So very clever he has narrated all his things.
Prarthana ke roop mein.
Prarthana ke roop mein likha. Yes, like a prayer. But actually we have this. And for us,
he has made it.
Like a sadhak, but he is not a sadhak. But what he felt, really in the Rupa Mandir say, he told all things. What was he saying? So many things he had. One or two. He is always seeing getting darshan of Radha and Krishna Juna. But for us, the real sadha, those who are miscovered, sincere sadha, he has told, Vrindavane Vihanto Vihave Matva Deipa Pravara Kautama Vikramena Tandarsya Sejvajo Madanara Vindam Tandam Vindhi Vaitrima. कैसे राधा जी की प्रार्थना होती है हम यू शुड प्रेज गरुपान को वचन हाउ दे आर नॉट ऑलवेज
one part, ekadash bhav or koti bhav, one day bhav, never. Those who like, this, they wish, they are actually mad. No sense at all. We should always try to pray like Koti. By which, by the mercy of Koti, by the mercy of Srimati Radhika, we can realize Srimati Radhika by prayer, she will be. At one place, and did all the things, what we did, exercise mentally or physically. So we should not pray. वृंदावन जी हरी तो ओ नयन के दीदी हम ओ माय डियर श्रीमती राधिका यू आर सो मच पीपल स्पेंडल इमर्स वीपिंग नॉट लाइक आदि का कुंभर गदगद आप जवाचा नॉट लाइक हाउ वीपिंग एलो with melted heart, but we should pray, like this. So that Srimati Radhika made it very her heart is, if our heart is not melted, his heart cannot. Understand? If our heart, at the time of prayer, is not melted, Srimati Radhika, Mahaprabhu, or Krishna, or Gurudev will never melt. So our hearts, how it will be? How? If we need that thing, if you are wanting so many worldly desires, then there is nothing. That's it. Only one ended. Only I want to be that. Baba, you ask me, भाई वास्तवी न जीवन खोया बिना इति विद्या राधे ओ राधे आई विल लेट लेट इट आउट ये तो भी वास्तव है एक बार न खाते पर तो नहीं देन आई विल लेट कीप माय लाइफ आई वन साइड इट एंड सर्टेनली यू मस्ट डाई एंड इफ ही इज नॉट डाइंग राधे का विल लेट ही विल सी एग्जाम दैट without me he is really dying or only he is telling that I will die, So not really. That should be mamatva. Mamatva is mine. And then by the mercy of Gurudev, we can have a very little question of all things. If you want so many things, worldly things, that cannot hear all. The Guru will not hear. Vaishnava will not hear all our prayers. So, when we will live only once, oh, Radha Masri, Radha. Then, what a Krishna. We have so many things. So, Vrindavane Uti Hari Guru. Then Krishna and Radha are playing Vilas. Where Kheli Kunje, well escaped. Well escaped. Everywhere in Vrindavan, and in Nandana, Prasthana, especially in Radha. What is the meaning of Keli Kunja? Keli means here. Vilas. The place of Keli. That is Keli Kunja. When they are playing in the Kunj, like Matva Deepa, like mad elephant. How could the big Brahmana? And they were coming in Vrindavan, here and here. Shankarsana, oh my dear, Shivati Nani. Oh my dear Krishna. So, when a day will come that, I will see their Lord. O Devi, Tathu Phara Kadagadaya Atyavakya.
I want that.
By heart, but not mentally, because there are so many others. So many times. Especially, what on earth? Sarupram, Asat Krishna, Sadat Darbanja, Apara. We are bound to do all this. Apara. We cannot give exact honor to any Vaishnava. We cannot follow their order. So,
they want to bestow their mercies to us, but we cannot pay because they are not qualified. So they are saying, they look for some telling. Devi, I am waiting bitterly. I am rolling down on the earth. And I am saying in your Lord's face that I am so foolish. Apple of honor. But I am yours. And not qualified. That's so many unwanted things. That is true. But I know that only you are mine. So I am telling you that no one is foolish. Oh, I am very detailed. You should try to write my name in your register. And sometimes remember me that I am your dear sir, name sir. If Srimati Radhika will hear the prayers with core of the heart, she will marry and be told. So Rupa Goswami is the Rupa Manjari. By the skill, she is writing all these things of that pastime of Krishna. With the Siddha. But as a sadhak is here, he is explaining to us that they may be his help. So give us the Siddha. Shyame Paramarama Sundar Tavaris Sundar Jehovi Samasya Vasya Shyama Shivama Gurubhadva Tanunta Rahim Swami Giri Vibhadra Mukta Rahim May he come that mirror the roof of Harana. You are so beautiful, more than Krishna, more than Lakshmi and all Lakshmi's of Varna. You are more beautiful than even Chandra, Lalita, Vishakha, all. So, may a day come that Rama Raman Sundar Tavarishtha. Rama Raman who is Rama? Narayan is Rama. So Krishna is more beautiful than Rama Raman. And he can chant all, even Ram, even Lakshmi Narayan, all. And may I see that Krishna, Srimati Radhika, doing like this for embracing his hands. And that time, the human to go out of his hand. And somewhat, like paralytic.
Stagnant.
May I be so fortunate to see like this. So if all these prayers are not anything, health for our body, for our mind, for Vaikuntha or anything. Only for our heart. These are the prayers of the practitioner. He is praying all the things. That how a Sarupananda Vaishnava really he can develop and he can gradually know all these leelas. And then you can do that.
to be subscribed, to follow the or hold Acharya from Jiva Goswami, Ramana Das Goswami, Vishnu Das Goswami, without the mercy of Rupa Goswami, we cannot know that who was Rupa Goswami. It may be bad by this. Mercy of Ramana Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Narottam Thakur, and up to the Prabhupada, all good things. It can be so without the mercy of Rupa. So we should try to pray. How the mercy of Rupa Goswami we can know? We should know how you are debted to Rupa Goswami. If you don't want that, you have no taste, you have no greed, we cannot understand all. So, obviously, that we should go try to associate with Rashi Vaishnava, those who are like this. Having anything, pass through the other, and then we will be back. Try to follow Upadeshamritam. Those who are not following Upadeshamrit, they can understand the truth. So first of all, we should try to read and to understand Upadeshamrit, follow, and then Manasiksha. And then we can know something about anything to discuss something?
But I like prayers like this, you can do.
If you have taste, you have dream, you can do. Other than don't touch.
Because as pastime, you should not read it. But as prayer, it is still like this.
But if anyone has taste, any dream, by hearing all this, by something, a guru like this, a Vaishnava like this. Only worldly desires that, oh, the association of a girl and a boy is so good, they are not qualified for. By hearing Rupa Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, if a real greed is there, they are qualified for and they can do it. If you will want him, still they are there. And those who are not qualified, he will insist him that you should do their duty. Gaur Premanande Rupa Goswami ki jai. Radhe.